Point number three. It is my view that it is right that lowering the levels of violence, official impunity, and homicides has become the Mexican government's top priority. My own position, after having heard many family, friends, working colleagues, acquaintances scattered around my country, from Mexico City to Morelos to Michoacán to Jalisco to Coahuila to Nuevo León, is that everyday living conditions during the last 6 years have deteriorated significantly. Extortion, almost unheard of among the backbone of middle-class Mexico, doctors, lawyers, economists, engineers, has become endemic in the last few years. A case that helps to illustrate the climate of intimidation that society is under, given the collusion between drug trading organizations and high-ranking members of local, state, federal governments and police and military officers, occurred to someone my family knows well. The individual in question is a prestigious heart surgeon who is well known for his involvement with good causes in his city. A military platoon was sent to take over his house without a search warrant. His crime, his daughter's mother-in-law, was a state attorney general who resigned and threatened to go public about systematic corruption and close links between the military stationed in the area and the drug trafficking organizations. The military ransacked, robbed, destroyed, and defecated in the doctor's house. The doctor, an influential individual in the city, went to see the general in charge of the garrison stationed there. He was told that the action had been just a taste of what could happen to him and his family if his daughter's mother-in-law opened her mouth.